Okay, let's get started. Here's what we're going to do. Listen, this whole game is about focus. I shared an acronym last May, a year ago, called Stay Focus. Here's the acronym. Stay faithful to your vision, to your purpose, to your mission, to your calling, faithful. Number two, stay organized. Use your Ziegler planner, use your business plan, keep your org chart out there, keep all your tools where you can get to them. Don't lose your stuff. Stay organized. Number three, stay consistent. Stay consistent. This is an everyday ballgame. Every morning you're going to do your daily time capsule. Every single morning, 6 days a week, take one free day a week. The reason you do that is because of the principle of the Sabbath. It's not a religious thing, it's a spiritual thing. Every law that God ever gave us was good for us, good for the nation of Israel, whatever the case might be. There was a reason behind it. Stay consistent. Remember that Mr. Ziegler taught us to be persistent, persistently consistent. So in other words, stay consistent, work on your goals every day, work on your projects every day. I read in one of the, I think it was Tom's slides, or maybe one of the books that I was reading today. Anyway, I saw somewhere. Maybe it was in Transformational Living, but turn problems into projects. You got problems in your business, look at those as projects. Look at your goals as projects. When you have your Ziegler planner out, turn those goals into projects. Same, it's the same process. It's a project. Your projects then turn into processes. Okay, so faithful, organized, consistent, stay uplifted. We're always going to have problems, things are going to happen, you know, people get sick, have to go to the emergency room, like that. But then you get uplifted when you see a video of him laying there in the hospital bed on morphine, going DTP, OTT. This is for real. Like, his dad has a video of him. He's across the street in the hospital on morphine going DTP, OTT. No lie. Chris, is that true? You got it on your phone right there? I mean, that's like getting into somebody's brain right there. And he's like, better than phenomenal, over the top. I know what he was doing. He was imagining he was walking down the dream beach. That's how I memorize stuff. I want you to memorize all this stuff. You should memorize the 10 principles of phenomenal performance, the 7-step goal setting process, the 7 M's of phenomenal marketing, the 7-step sales process, the 5 components of a system. That's why I keep giving you these things. Every box on the org chart. You should know that. This is basic stuff. So at some point we'll have a BTP encyclopedia or something. Yeah, Jeopardy, that'd be great. Yeah. Michael, send that one to me so we can put it on the master projects list. So stay uplifted. And so that's how I memorize stuff. When I'm out thinking or walking or, you know, whatever, I just spend a lot of time thinking and I memorize stuff. 7 spokes on the wheel, 5 spokes on the business wheel, and just think. I even memorized the Cinderella story backwards. But we don't have time for that right now. And I haven't practiced lately, so catch me after. I did it for somebody at dinner. So I've watched a Palooza, right? And I forgot a few of the lines, but it's pretty hilarious. You can look it up on YouTube. Do you ever remember a show called Hee Haw? Yeah. Yeah, so the barber, Archie Campbell. It's called Render Self. Instead of Cinderella, Render Self. Got to memorize this stuff. Because when you got it memorized, you say, okay, this is step one, step two, step three. So stay uplifted, whether it's you're crazy like me and, you know, you stay uplifted by creating funny letters. And then you got to stay systematic. These systems are there for a reason. They work. They work. Stay focused. And so the ED is for every day. Stay focused every single day. Now, what you're going to do to stay focused is you take all your notes, and we're going to do a trial run right now because we don't have time to go through all the notes. We're just going to do a trial run right now, okay? And you want to boil everything it is that you learned here that is on the business assessment, and you want to start compiling a master projects list. I learned this from Ellen Rohr. So I have a notes file that, you know, talk about a legacy, then, you know, I'll just sell that master projects file that because it's got ideas like it'll take us another 100 years to implement those ideas. I think it was our last conference 3 months ago that we started out with Hero of a Mission with John Miller. And you start the program with your epitaph. What's going to be on your tombstone? Remember that? And it was virtual, and one of our members typed in. So your eulogy, your obituary, that's what it is, your obituary. And somebody typed in and said, yeah, Howard's going to have an opt-in. And I said, I'll be a hot gem on this gravestone. I was like, that's not a bad idea. I mean, nobody ever goes to your, you know, I mean, nobody ever goes there. It's like, you know, but people are passing by and visit their relatives, and people do go, get a free report with more ideas than you'll ever use at howardparsons.com/dead. Okay? So you gotta take all those ideas and put them in a long electronic file. And every time you sit down and, you know, work on your stuff, just every time an idea comes to you, just put it in that file. That's why I use the Notes app, because I could just, you know, anywhere I'm at. And then you gotta prioritize them. That's what we call your phenomenal four projects. Those are your four priority projects that through coaching, through thinking and planning, you determine that these are the four things that are going to have the biggest impact on your business and or your life in the next 90 days. Might take you a week. It might take you 6 months. Some projects are bigger than others. If you have a big project, chunk it down so that you can, you know, chunk it down to pieces. But everybody in this room should be clear on your phenomenal four projects. It's really that simple. The trick is getting the right projects, the right priorities. And you do that through coaching. You do some self-coaching. You meet with your coach. You flesh it out with other inner circle members. Flesh it out in a pod. Here's where I feel like I'm at. Because what do we really usually work on every day? Emergencies, right? But remember, somebody else's problem. But let's say that we actually do take the time, we carve out the time. Remember your daily time capsule. Nobody gets you and your number one person that your operations manager or whatever, that they understand that from this time to this time, doors closed, you're at home, whatever, whenever your daily time capsule is, or what Gary Keller calls your strategic thought time, that is sacred time. It's sacred time. Now, for me, I start by reading scripture. I pray, and then I work on my Phenomenal Four projects. And all you're doing, this is how simple it is, simple, not easy, is you move the ball down the field. Just get a first down. Today is just about getting a first down, to use a football analogy. But what we tend to do when we have no supervision or accountability is work on the things that we like to do. I was coaching a business owner. It's really not a business owner. He's a technician who's been stuck for a long, long time. And this is many years ago, and I was coaching him, and I said, so tell me about your morning routine. How many of you know about the magic of the morning routine, the miracle morning routine, right? It's powerful. That's where you get focused. That's when you get focused. And I said, tell me about your daily routine. What do you usually do when you get up in the morning? He said, well, I usually do crossword puzzles. I said, crossword puzzles. You know what I felt like saying? I didn't say this, but what I felt like saying was, stop it. I felt like saying, are you nuts? I mean, why are we even on the phone? But I didn't. Why? Because I love people. I know that people get stuck. Got to get unstuck. I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day, and he doesn't have the FTF label. He has the FTSI label, failure to stop implementing. His name is Daryl Thomas, and I mean, this guy, he just implements like crazy. We're talking about this because I'm talking about with him about, you know, representing us and doing some work with us, and I mentioned that. He said, I don't think I've ever done a crossword puzzle in my life. And I said, I don't think I have either, now that you mentioned it. You know, it's like, amen. I mean, you know, like, I got to be, like, seriously bored.
No, you have to be seriously not inspired by your mission.
Seriously not inspired. Wouldn't that be boredom?
Yeah, but.
Sounds better. Yeah. So what does your morning routine look like? Listen, I know that the real world, there's kids, there's family, there's challenges, there's people who have medical conditions and all that. But you're just not going to get traction if you don't get focused first. Every day, if you go out, just go out in the fray, and you're just gonna get beat up. You gotta be focused. Everybody's gonna do it a little differently, but that is your instructions for today. That before you leave Houston, Texas, that you compile what you learned here, you look at your business assessment. You can do it tomorrow morning. Now, if you fly out tonight, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty brain dead at the end of the day. But start tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's daily time capsule could be all about, let me get refocused on my Phenomenal Four. Why four projects? Because every consultant that you will ever meet will tell you 3 to 5 projects. Why do we have 5 fingers, 5 toes? That's as much as we can handle right there. 3 to 5, we rounded it to 4. You know, 4 goes with Phenomenal. That's why we have Phenomenal 4. It's true. True, and it works. It does work. How many of you know that it works? Right? Now, when you are in a crisis situation, you got so much coming at you that you're in that tornado 24/7, it's going to be hard. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, there's no way around that. But at some point, sometime, you got to stop and get focused and get as much as you can, much as you can done before you jump out into it. But here's the thing. If you work an hour or two on your top projects, work on your business for an hour or two in the morning, And let's say you start at 5 a.m. I mean, you got from 7 a.m. the rest of the day to do whatever you want to do.
5 a.m.
4?
5 a.m. is high noon Eastern Standard Time. Are you kidding me?
I need a wake-up call.
We can do that.
All right.
Opportunity alarm.
Okay. All right. I don't want to do this, but I will. So, how much is it worth to you? We can arrange it. We can automate it on Infusionsoft. Call you with a voice blast every day. Good morning! This is Howard. Wake up! Wake up! Yeah, we'll get Jonathan on the phone. Would that get you out of bed?
Some monetary reason why we can't make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen. Okay. So if you have a problem waking up, getting up, dressing up, showing up, doing crossword puzzles or whatever, you just got to do some self-coaching, because what that means, you don't have desire. You don't have desire because you don't have a vision. You don't have a vision because you don't have belief. And beliefs, so many of those beliefs are hidden in your non-conscious, in your subconscious. They just are. That's how human beings are wired. That's why we bring in Dr. Caroline Leaf. That's why we study people that understand how the mind actually works. Not the brain, the mind. There's a difference. Right, Pamela?
Right.
She does coaching in this area. So something's going on down there, and it's not, I'm too busy. It's not, I can't find any good people. It's not, if this or that or the other thing. No, it's you. It's you. Look in the mirror and ask yourself this question. Why am I not inspired? Am I truly happy with where I am right now? If not, why? Now, we got a whole discussion around happiness, fulfillment. You're not fulfilled if you know that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And we all have those areas. I mean, I eat stuff that I know I shouldn't eat. That's my, that is something that I struggle with. I need a very high level of accountability. So I tell you what, I'll call you at 5 a.m. and you call me at 8:30 at night. What you got in your hand? What you about to put in your mouth, Chief? Huh? What's in your cupboards? FaceTime me now. Right? Deal? Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. The final piece of it is that once you have compile all the things that you think you want to do, all the things that you feel like you need to do. You can do anything you want. You just can't do everything right now. So we have to prioritize. We have to set up the dominoes. And one of those projects has to be your one thing project. And that one thing project has to go on trial. What's the one thing, and we're going to apply it to your business. You can apply it to every piece of your business. You can apply it to every piece of your life. What is the one thing I can do or we can do as a company that makes everything else either easier or unnecessary? If that's get out of debt, then chunk it down. What's the one thing we can do to get out of debt? It's finding employees. What's the one thing we can do to find employees. And you keep drilling down until you have a fine point. And every single day, that's what you focus on. It's that simple. It is that simple. Is it easy? Nope. Ain't never gonna be easy. Even when you have a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation, it's not gonna be easy. Because, what's that? Well, and that there's people in it, and that chief person is looking at the mirror, looking back at you. It's not always going to be easy. You're going to have good seasons. You're going to have tough seasons. You're going to have, you know, you're just going to have seasons. Can you imagine what this is going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I mean, we hadn't gotten started yet. We're just barely getting warmed up. I mean, seriously. Seriously. We are just getting warmed up. How many of you know that?
Yeah.
In this community? We're barely getting warmed up. Yeah, I've been at it for almost 24 years, but I'm a slow learner. I mean, sooner or later, this thing's just going to crack open. And guess what? Even if it doesn't, that's okay. Because how many of you, your life has been changed in one way or another, or somebody that you know, because of this community? Yes?
Amen.
Okay. And that is not because of me. It's because of the people sitting around you. So give everybody in this room, everybody in the community, a big hand clap. And thank you so much. Thank you guys for online. We love you. And it looks like I can see what they're about to play. Ah, no, no, go back down. Play it. We are.
Champions.
We are. That's it. Come on with it. All right. Come on up here, Chris. Come on up here. We're done, guys. We're family. Thank you. I love you.